And what happened to all of the patterns after they'd been used at the foundry? Where were they stored?
Well, they were Fielding and Platt had a colossal store down Submeadow Road, down where the playing fields used to be, the social club. And of course, eventually it all had to be, you know, when the pattern shop closed, which is sometime before the rest of the factory, when they had problems. Of course, they had to dispose of quite a lot of the patterns then.
And how did they do that?
Well, November the 5th was a very handy day, the forward night, because they used to, Fielding and Platt always used to have a colossal bonfire night. And, there were lots and lots of patterns were disposed of in that way.
And how did yellow pine burn? What did it smell like?
Wonderful. Yeah, I just can't explain how wonderful it was, the smell of the pine, the yellow pine. Wonderful.
I remember when I was talking to Stan Nash, and he was saying that you worked in yellow pine, and that he always used to cut up some wood on the bandsaw to take home for his fire.
Yeah.
And he remembers that it burned, it didn't split, and that was why it was good for pattern making and for fires. Is that one of the reasons why you used yellow pine?
Yes, it was little resin in, a little resin like there was in the previous silk spruce. I mean, it was a shame to burn yellow pine, because it was such a beautiful timber. Because they had other timbers there, you know, they make packing cases out of, which is far less, the quality was far less than the yellow pine. Yellow pine is the kingpin of all woods for pattern making. Or other than mahogany, of course, where it was wanted a long-lasting pattern, you would use mahogany.
Did you ever use mahogany at Fieldings?
I did, yeah, yes, yeah.
And do you remember the patterns that you made in mahogany?
Yeah.
What would you have made in mahogany?
I think it was a connecting rod. Now, when I'm talking about connecting rods, you think of an internal a combustion engine, you know, with, say, a 3 or 4 inch big end in a 1 inch little end. This one, if I remember rightly, the big end diameter was something of course, you've got to go into meters now, 400 or 500 millimeters.
How many feet would that have been?
2 feet? About 2 foot long, 2 foot wide, yeah. And then that was a bore. And then, of course, you had the shape coming out. And the length between the centres would probably have been about 5 or 6 feet. That's better feet. I understand that better.
And it would have been it was quite uncommon for you to work in mahogany. They were unusual pieces.
Well, yeah, on this particular one, it was, yes. Not generally speaking, it was mostly yellow pine, but on this particular one, it was mahogany.